Module 2, Setting SMART Goals. Goal setting is critical to effective time management strategies. It is the single most important life skill that, unfortunately, most people never learn how to do properly. Goal setting can be used in every single area of your life, including financial, physical, personal development, relationships, or even spiritual. According to Brian Tracy's book, Goals, fewer than 3% of people have clear written goals and a plan for getting there. Setting goals puts you ahead of the pack. Some people blame everything that goes wrong in their life on something or someone else. They take the role of a victim and they give all their power and control away. Successful people instead dedicate themselves toward taking responsibility for their lives, no matter what the unforeseen or uncontrollable events. Live in the present. The past cannot be changed, and the future is the direct result of what you do right now. The 3 P's. Setting meaningful long-term goals is a giant step toward achieving your dreams. In turn, setting and achieving short-term goals can help you accomplish the tasks you'll need to achieve the long-term ones. It is also important to make sure that all of your goals unleash the power of the 3 P's. Positive. Who could get fired up about a goal such as, find a career that's not boring? Goals should be phrased positively, so they help you feel good about yourself and what you're trying to accomplish. A better alternative might be this: enroll in pre-law classes so I can help people with legal problems someday. Personal. Goals must be personal. They must reflect your own dreams and values, not those of friends, family, or the media. When crafting your goal statement, always use the word I in the sentences to brand it as your own. When your goals are personal, you'll be more motivated to succeed and take greater pride in your accomplishments. Possible. When setting goals, be sure to consider what's possible and within your control. Getting into an Ivy League university may be possible if you are earning good grades, but unrealistic if you're struggling. In the latter case, a more reasonable goal might be to attend a university or trade school that offers courses related to your chosen career. You might also pursue volunteer work that would strengthen your college applications. The SMART way. SMART is a convenient acronym for the set of criteria that a goal must have in order for it to be realized by the goal achiever. Specific. Success coach Jack Canfield states in his book, The Success Principles, that vague goals produce vague results. In order for you to achieve a goal, you must be very clear about what exactly you want. Often creating a list of benefits that the accomplishment of your goal will bring to your life, will you give your mind a compelling reason to pursue that goal? Measurable. It is crucial for goal achievement that you are able to track your progress towards your goal. That's why all goals need some form of objective measuring system so that you can stay on track and become motivated when you enjoy the sweet taste of quantifiable progress. Achievable. Setting big goals is great, but setting unrealistic goals will just demotivate you. A good goal is one that challenges, but is not so unrealistic that you have virtually no chance of accomplishing it. Relevant. Before you even set goals, it is a good idea to sit down and define your core values and your life purpose, because it's these tools which ultimately decide how and what goals you choose for your life. Goals in and of themselves do not provide any happiness. Goals that are in harmony with our life purpose do have the power to make us happy. Timed. Without setting deadlines for your goals, you have no real compelling reason or motivation to start working on them. By setting a deadline, your subconscious mind begins to work on that goal night and day to bring you closer to achievement. Prioritizing your goals. Achieving challenging goals requires a lot of mental energy. Instead of spreading yourself thin by focusing on several goals at once, invest your mental focus on one goal, the most important goal right now. When you are prioritizing, choose a goal that will have the greatest impact on your life compared to how long it will take to achieve. A large part of goal setting is not just identifying what you want, but also identifying what you must give up in your life in order to get it. Most people are unwilling to make a conscious decision to give up the things in their life necessary to achieve their goals. Visualization. Emotionalizing and visualizing your goal will help you create the desire to materialize it into your life. One of the best visualization tools is a vision board. Simply find a magazine, cut out pictures that resonate with the goal that you want to achieve, glue them onto a piece of poster board, and place that board somewhere that you can view it several times a day. In order for visualization to work, it's necessary that you emotionalize your goal as much as possible. Create a list of the benefits you will see when you achieve your goal and concentrate on how that will make you feel. Case study. Margaret and Rachel were reviewing their mid-year profit portfolio in June and realized they were not making enough money. Rachel then had the brilliant idea of using the SMART way to come up with an achievable goal. Margaret and Rachel then sat down, thought of a specific goal they wanted to reach. After lots of deliberation, they decided they wanted to increase their revenue by 10%. In order to keep their goal measurable, they were going to measure their progress monthly. This would make sure that their goal was attainable by the end of the year. It would keep their goal relevant as well. The two decided to make the deadline for their goal in December to keep it timed. After using the SMART way to create a goal, Margaret and Rachel were a lot more confident in the capability of their business to stay productive and make money.